Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you about a topic is the reason why we started Hope Is Here, suicide. And it's not a word that you like to talk about because obviously it means somebody's life has ended prematurely. And recently we had two people that, if you looked at it from the world standpoint of view, that they had it all. Kate Spade, a fashion designer that multi-millionaire, fame, fortune, took her own life, hung herself, and left a note for her 13-year-old daughter that it's not your fault, but ask your dad. And I just still, as I even say that here a couple weeks later, it still just kind of makes me nauseous to think about that 13-year-old little girl reading that note and being left behind, that your mom, who, you know, in the world's eyes had everything, but somehow lost hope. And then a couple days later, on that Friday, Anthony Bourdain, that the famous traveler that goes around trying food all over the world, and very, very interesting, intelligent, funny, talented guy, took his life. I believe it was in France, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe he had an 11-year-old daughter, if I'm not mistaken. And just nobody saw it coming, either one, Kate Spade or Anthony Bourdain. Yes, Kate Spade, seems like possibly hers was caused by a separation from her husband, but that had been for about 6 months, so it wasn't anything really new. But it just reiterates something that I heard many years ago in a sermon, and I'm not sure who even said it, but there's a God-sized shaped hole in all of us that only He can fill. Only He can fill. And when you put your hope in other things, relationships, material goods, you're going to be let down, because at the end of the day, there is only God, His Son Jesus. The reason God sent Jesus is to let us know that we could have a personal relationship with Him. And I love the song, the old hymn that says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness." And friends, we need that. I need that. I'll be honest, I've been discouraged lately, just been going through some rough times myself personally. And man, without Jesus, I don't have any hope. It's as simple as that. Without Jesus, to me, there is no hope. And so I want to talk a little bit about this topic of suicide today. That, you know, I've said the prayer, unfortunately, and I want to keep this show real and authentic as always, that, you know, there's been times that I have prayed in my past that, Lord, if I don't wake up tomorrow morning, that's okay. And I know for some of you are like, oh my goodness, Greg, that's awful. I thought you were a follower of Jesus. Well, I am. Yet, I also want you to realize that, you know, we all get discouraged sometimes. And I know that, you know, it's not easy sometimes, and yet that's why we do this whole program. That's why we do Hope Is Here. And I know there's also a lot of people that are saying, yeah, I get that. Man, I've been there, and I've thought the same thing. And that's why we base this whole program off of Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in God. You trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know where some of you grew up in churches and they called it the Holy Ghost out of the King James Version, and it sounds kind of spooky and weird, but, you know, we don't talk enough about it in the church. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus said before He died, He told the disciples, the 12 guys He did life with for 3 years when He did ministry, that when He left, He was going to leave a counselor, because they were afraid with Him leaving them. You can imagine, you've hung out with the Son of God for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, He's like, dudes, I'm out of here. What? Hey, whoa, where are you going? But He wanted them to know that they would not be alone. He was sending a comforter and a counselor that we call the Holy Spirit, and that would, when you accept Jesus, that the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And we do things to quench the Holy Spirit. Some of you are followers of Jesus, but you don't spend time with God. You don't read his word. You don't go to church. You don't fill your mind or heart with things of God. And I'm not talking about perfect church attendance. That's not what gets you into heaven. But the fact of the matter is that if you don't spend time with God and talk with Jesus throughout your day, that, you know, that quenches the Holy Spirit in you, and you start to lose hope. And I've done that at times in my life when I was less mature in my faith, and it showed up. But let's talk about suicide. I mean, you know, when this happens with people, that's why I started this program last August of 2017. A 37-year-old friend of mine that had done his wedding 10 years before dropped his little girls off at school, 5 and 7, and then went home and took his own life in his garage. Was an engineer at a well-known company, if I mention it, and nobody saw it coming. Nobody. And so John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. And that's what I know of. No better example than that right there when somebody commits suicide. But I want to share some recent stats. People in this country, the United States, die annually by suicide. More people do than in car accidents. I want to say that again. More people in this country die annually by suicide than in car accidents. An American dies by suicide every 12.3 minutes, making it the 10th leading cause of death among Americans. And then how about this stat? And the second leading cause of death for those under the age of 44. The second leading cause of death for those under the age of 44. And friends, that's why I've stepped out in faith to do this. You know, it's expensive, but I'm glad that people are partnering with me, and want to invite you to partner. I could use your financial help. Like all nonprofit ministries in the summer, it gets tight, and go to hopeishere.today, and there's a donate button. You may have to scroll down if you do it on your phone, but if you do it on a laptop, it should be right at the top of the page. But hopeishere.today, and you can donate. But we could greatly use your help financially to make this happen, this message of hope, because I'm getting angry about those that are ending their own lives. You know, God is the author, the giver of life, and he should decide when we take our last breath on this earth. And yet Satan has got so many people discouraged that they see no hope. And even people that have a lot of material goods. I mean, there's people that lose hope financially or because nobody cares. And yet here's Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain who had all that stuff, and yet they still ended their own lives. And so just want to remind you that without Jesus, there is no hope. And even with him, it gets challenging. And I want you to know that somebody cares. We care. Contact me, greg@hopeishere.today. Let somebody know. Email me. I'll follow up with you as soon as I get it. greg@hopeishere.today. Let's have a conversation. Let's get some help for you, because this has got to stop. Did you know also that for every suicide, there are 14 more attempted suicides, and 3 out of 5 will try again? For every woman who dies by suicide, 4 men die by suicide. But women are 3 times more likely to attempt it. And then, of course, a statistic that, you know, will not surprise a lot of people, but it's just so sad. Veterans comprise of 22.2% of all suicides, and I can't even imagine what some of our men and women that have served in our military have gone through to let us have the freedoms that we do. And so, in fact, I want to encourage, if you see somebody in military, a vet or something, buy their meal for them, or at least just thank them for serving with all the freedoms that we have. You know, there's a lot of reasons for committing suicide, but by far the most reason people commit suicide is because they lose hope. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Say that again, Proverbs 13, 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Studies indicate that 90% of those who attempted to or took their own life had a diagnosable psychiatric order at the time. Most of the time it has its roots in depression. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Just like Proverbs 13, 12 says. You know, we all get depressed. We all get the blues. We all get down. We have rainy days. We have Monday mornings. But suicidal depression is much different than having a bad day. Notes left behind confirm these feelings of depression. I'm too lonely. There's no hope. I have nothing left to live for now. I am no good to myself or anyone else. I ruined everyone's life. I've done too much this time. What's the cause? I'm lost and scared. I can't go on like this. There's no turning back, or some of the things that people leave in notes when they take their own lives. And friends, I thought about doing that several years ago in my life. Gosh, it's been so long, I can't remember now, over 15, 20 years. I'm not sure now exactly the time period. But, you know, I thought about that and had a family intervention thing. And one of the things that one of my family members told me, I've never forgotten, said, you know, if you decided to end your own life, it would be like taking a knife and just to my face and slitting it from the ear to my mouth. And I would have a big, nasty, ugly scar reminding me every time I looked in the mirror that you took your own life, even though I love you and I care about you and I want to help you. And for somebody listening today, maybe that's what you need to be awakened by, to realize that there's going to be somebody that, and everybody has somebody, you say, no, I don't, but I promise you, well, I know people that have done this, and there's always multiple people that say, if they would have just said something, I would have done anything to help. And maybe you're like, I've hinted around. Friends, that's not enough. You just need to say, I am really hurting. And for you men out there, you've got to be blatantly honest. And for those of you that are on the recipient end, man, listen and say, hey, let's get you some help. Okay, don't try to give them the attaboy conversation, and you have to be careful even with too much spiritual talk. Yes, you want to remind them that Romans 8:28, all things do work together, but you know what? Sometimes people just need to know that you love them. As the old saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so, you know, I just want you to realize that, you know, suicidal depression is kind of been described as a spiritual winter, a frozen, sterile, kind of unmoving period in your life. It's where a person just gives up hope. They don't see any way out, and they don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And many times these types of depressive illnesses occur when the chemicals in a person's brain get out of balance or become disrupted in some way, and they can't look forward to anything. There's paranoia, there's anxious thoughts, and they just think it can't be helped, which it's a lie from the enemy. But the honest truth is, people, that when they get this deep and depressed, they really can't see any way out. They don't want to die, but they reason it's the only way to stop the pain that I feel. So friends, if you're at that point in your life, please, please reach out to somebody. Let them know, because people want to help, but they don't know sometimes. So please reach out to somebody. You can go to our Facebook page, that's available, and put a private message on there. I'll try to get it. But you know, there is a national suicide hotline that is available for people to be able to reach out and call, and it's simply 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK, or 1-800-273-8255, and this will route you to the nearest crisis center to help you to receive immediate counseling and get some help. So please, 1-800-273-8255. Well, we're going to talk more about suicide and some of the things that causes that in our next program. Please forward this to somebody. It'll be available on podcast later today. Go to our website. It is hopeishere.today. That is hopeishere.today. And let people know that there is hope. I'm Greg Horn, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Kevin Bradley is the number one REMAX real estate agent in the state of Kentucky, and he lives right here in Scott County. Having sold over 200 homes in 2017, Kevin would welcome the opportunity to help you buy or sell your home, or answer any real estate questions that you have. Kevin is a proud supporter of Georgetown College men's and women's basketball. Contact Kevin Bradley today at 859-619-9896. That's 859-619-9896 with REMAX Creative Realty.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.